All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, the girl gaming and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this is episode 2, Full Metal Podcast.
Oh, that sounds hot.
I know, doesn't it? Just let it roll around in your head for a little bit. Full Metal Podcast. Basically, we're going to be talking to you guys about one of my favorites. I'm sure it's probably up there on your list, Pandalicious, of...
It's in the top five.
Yeah, anime series, Full Metal Alchemist. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't heard about it, are you living in a cave? Are you living in a rock? Are you Osama bin Laden?
Hey, not everyone is as fortunate as we are.
It's on Cartoon Network, for crying out loud. You can't miss it.
Some people might not have TVs.
Okay, if you don't have TVs, you probably don't have a computer and you're not listening to this podcast. Because you don't know what a podcast is.
Okay, so you just had to go stomp on my logic like that.
No, I'm not trying to stomp on your logic. I'm just saying.
Hey.
You know, I'm just saying.
Anyway, if you have a computer, you could easily go to YouTube, though it would be in Japanese. Yeah. Anyway.
So if you're up on your Japanese, go for it.
Not even. It's subtitled. It's subbed. It's subbed.
Subtitled. All right.
Yes.
But we're going to break it down for you. Pandalicious.
A little bit.
Yeah,
we're not
going to
give you too much.
Yeah, because you got to see it. Why have us tell you about it? We're just trying to whet your appetite.
Yep, and we're going to whet something.
That's a different podcast. That's a different podcast.
Anyway, let me get the intro of this in, and then we can have you jump in and do the other part.
Okay, that sounds good.
So yes, you've got your family of four, you know, the mommy, the daddy, and you've got two sons. You know, older son, Edward, younger one, is it Alphonse?
Yeah, Alphonse.
Alphonse. And, you know, Alphonse, everything's great.
Edward Elric.
And they're up on their hill. It's a nice little country town. Everyone knows everybody. You know, and then the daddy goes missing.
Yeah.
Now you got the daddy issues. Why did daddy leave?
Papa was a rolling stone.
So, you know, they've got to deal with that. And you think, oh, well, you know, they'll be okay. And the two boys wander into their dad's, like, little library study area, and they find that he was really interested in alchemy, and that he was an alchemist. So to kind of keep a bond with their father in some form, they decided to learn alchemy. And the mother doesn't seem to think that there's that much of a big deal, because they're really young at this point. They're really young.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're doing cute things, making her little figure reads, and Ed's kind of advancing in it better than Al is, but, you know, that happens, you know, and the mom starts getting really sick, and, you know, she passes on.
Yeah.
So now these two young boys, really young boys, don't have, you know, any type of, you know, family unit. And they go wandering once again back into their dad's study, and they find that he had, you know, broken down, like, all the elements that you need to make stuff. And they realize that they could make a human. They knew all the things that you would need.
But not just any human.
Their mom.
Yeah. They gonna bring her back from the dead, y'all.
Yeah. That's what their goal was. If anything that the series likes to do, it likes to bash over your head the theory of equivalent exchange.
Yes.
Where, you know, you can't make something without giving up something of equal value.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, if you want to make a life, you gotta give up life.
Get up off
And the little boys don't really understand exactly what that meant. I believe they think that just by giving some of their blood, that would work.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. It's a big taboo in this the FMA world.
Yeah.
So guys, don't try it.
Yeah. Don't be bringing people back from the dead, y'all.
Yeah.
Seriously.
If they're zombie upkeep, it's pretty bad.
It's
and
messy.
They smell.
It's messy. It's stinky. It's,
and they smell.
Okay.
So
just get a puppy.
Yeah, puppies are cuter and they bark.
Okay, you get all the stink, but none of the brain eating.
Yeah, I bet you could train a dog to eat a brain, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, that's another podcast.
A zombie one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, they prepare, they get all the stuff necessary. They do have to have, I think, some of her actual DNA.
Yep.
And they make the little transmutation circle, and they go and they give it a go. And in the process of this, you know.
Let's just say it doesn't work.
No, yeah, you should just watch and see what happens. It doesn't work, and you end up, you know, with an Ed. Well, we kind of have to explain part of
Well,
it.
all you have to say is that they try to do it, it backfires.
And now they're trying to fix it and get back to where they were.
Yeah, basically, Ed loses his arm and a leg trying to keep his brother from dying because Al gets sucked in and he gets bound to a big suit of armor.
Yes. So at this point, you know, yeah, big boo-boo, big no-no. You know, they realize that they've committed the biggest sin any alchemist could, you know, commit. And they decide that from this point on, they are going to journey to find a way to restore themselves back to their original forms. And they decide, in memory of that, that they're going to burn down their house.
New
Since, in a sense,
beginning.
they really don't have anything to go back to.
Nope.
And, yep, they burn their house. And that's where the journey begins. And that's where I'm going to switch over and let Ninja Sista fill you in some more.
All right. Well, basically, the boys are setting out to try and fix the mistake that they made because they both feel guilty about what happened to the other one. Ed feels guilty because his brother loses his body. Because he thought that he was just such a great alchemist that he'd be able to create this life and it backfired. And so now Al's stuck in this body of armor. He can't feel, make human contact anymore and people relate to him differently. And so he feels guilty about it because he's let his brother down. And Al feels bad because Ed gave up an arm and a leg to keep him in this world with him. And so he feels like if he hadn't been there, if he hadn't been part of it, that Ed wouldn't have lost his arm and his leg and he'd still be whole. So both of these boys just want to make the other one whole. They want to show their love for each other by finding a way to restore them back to the way they were. Because really, all that they have now is each other. Papa's
Oh.
off someplace and all they got is each other.
Yep.
And it's really touching.
Very touching. It really kind of makes you want to go to your siblings and be like, I love you, man.
Yeah, call him up at 1 o'clock in the morning after you watch the episode. Be like, "Did you ever know you're my hero?"
You are the wind beneath my wings.
You are. Well, you're the wind beneath something, but I love you, man. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good night. And just hang up the phone and just be like, "He'd been watching Full Metal Alchemist again."
Again.
So they set out and decide that the best way to go about finding information is to become part of the state army because the state army is actually made up of alchemists. So they have the largest resources as far as books on alchemy and reports from other alchemists, and they figure that's the best way to do their research. So they both set out to become state alchemists, but decide that really it's best if only one of them becomes an alchemist, and that ends up being Ed, who is the Full Metal Alchemist. That's what they tell him.
But I'm bumps.
Yeah, and so they meet up with a lot of different characters. You'll find that in the first, I'm probably going to say the first 6 episodes. You end up with kind of like these three arcs going on that sort of have a common thread, but they're not really
It's not prominent
interwoven.
right now.
Yeah. It's like you can tell that, it has to do with alchemy and something, but you don't know how the state alchemists versus the Elric brothers versus the other enemy, which are the homunculi, work. And it's really towards the middle and the end of the series that really becomes apparent. So the arc of the series is really good because they get you interested, they bait you in, and then they start showing you how it all connects. And it connects in a really relevant way. It's a fun series. It's got just the right balance of comedic things and action and actual real emotional drama. Like there will be episodes that you will watch and you will really feel sad for these characters, or you'll be really glad that they made it out of this situation. But we find out that these homunculi actually get made because of alchemists who believe that they can bring people back to life or create life. And so in the series, we find that we have seven homunculi, one, I should say, each representing one of the seven deadly sins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. So we have pride, envy, gluttony, lust, wrath, greed, and sloth. And it's really interesting because the way that these homunculi are, they look just like the people that the alchemists were trying to bring back to life. But they're the complete opposite of how that person was. And they each represent whatever sin the alchemist was committing in trying to bring them back to life. Because it is a sin, in as far as alchemy, the rules of alchemy go, to try and create life. It is a forbidden alchemy across the land, and so these alchemists that try to do it are
basically
committing a sin.
Yeah.
And so each of these homunculi represent that sin, and you find out through watching the series just how they're all related, who's calling the strings behind them, and why they're after
they're doing it.
The same goal, it seems, that the Elric brothers are after.
Yeah.
It's a
really
fun
good, guys.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really interesting. You'll find that there are some homunculi that have their own agenda. And
envy.
Yeah. And there are some homunculi that pretty much just want to exist, but also destroy the state army and state alchemists because they got a bone to pick. Greed.
Yeah. Greed was badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's badass.
He was the one homunculus that I really wanted to see survive. So the way he went out, I was like, well, you know, at least he was pretty badass about it. But
and he did it, yeah.
But still.
It was like, oh no, I'm dead. It's like, dude, I'm not going down without a fucking fight.
Yeah. And it was a nice fight, too.
Yeah, guys, because he, like, dons on this weird, cool, like, shell type thing.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It's cool. It's cool. Basically, the action in this series is awesome.
Yes, it's very, not, very well done.
It's not all the time action, but when it happens, the fights, they're really done really well.
Yeah, it's not like DBZ, guys.
Yeah, no. It's not like, I will now hit you with my Kamehameha wave. I'm going to charge up my Kamehameha wave.
Oh, no,
it's
I'm dead. Let me,
it's charging.
Let me go. Yeah.
I need the
forever.
Spirit of Earth. Come to me. Raise up your hands. Lend me your energy. I'm making a massive Kamehameha wave. Yeah, not like that.
No. Mm-mm. This is actually like hand-to-hand combat. Like,
yeah.
The animation really shows you each particular move.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, it's not just a big, like, blur.
Yeah.
Which some people are accustomed to.
Yeah. But it's a good balance. I mean, if you're into anime that's, you know, going to make you think and is going to be emotional, there's a little bit of that in here. If you're into anime that's just, you know, fighting all the time, well, there's not fighting all the time, but the fighting that does happen is good. And it's not a whole episode setting up the fight, and then the next episode has a 3-minute fight, and then it's over.
You know? Yeah, that's kind of disappointing. It's like, you're getting me there. Oh, you disappoint me.
And now I have to wait a whole week to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't happen. You know?
So.
And so I really like that about the series.
Yes. Oh, we should probably go into our likes and our dislikes.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we'll tell you about the series. If
yeah,
you're really
well,
that
was pretty much my likes and dislikes on the series right there.
Oh, see.
Well, at least my likes. I do have some dislikes.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us about those?
It's too damn short.
51 episodes is short?
I want more. Okay,
well, watch,
you know
watch the
it,
OVA.
Right, because you know how it ends. See, I haven't seen the OVA yet. So maybe if I see the OVA, I won't feel like it's short. But because they don't give me a...
They don't give you definite answers on all the questions that we have.
Right, so it's too short.
Well, the OVA is going to give you more questions.
No, I want more answers. I don't want
see,
more questions.
I
have
think
enough
questions. They're going to give you some of the answers that you want. But they're going to give you more questions.
Oh. Well, they better have another thing coming out then to answer those questions. Because all of my questions need answers. I'm a hard-hitting journalist. or yeah. something. And so I'm
or something. Answers.
Yeah, I'm, okay. I'm something.
Okay.
So I didn't like that I didn't get everything resolved. Like, I really like it in an anime series when I come to the end of it and I feel like the major issues that they spent so much time setting up get resolved.
Okay.
Even if I don't agree with how they're resolved, I need that.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you know, like, for instance, the way that Gantz ends.
You're
just like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'll probably be doing an anime review on Gantz for all of those who've not watched it. I do recommend that you watch it until the last episode because you're literally going to go, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Good one.
It's definitely not for children.
Yeah, get the unedited version. A dog gets all up in a girl's,
Yeah, that's another podcast. But you got to see doggy. Gantz. You got to see Gantz unedited.
Yes. And lots of boobies. Boobies.
You've been having way too much fun with that word today.
I like, that's my word today, guys. Boobies. Anyway, so yeah. I like it when things get resolved, too.
Yeah. So that was kind of, that's really my major beef with Full Metal Alchemist, is that there are too many things that, once you get to the end of it, as far as the series goes on TV, not including the OVA, not enough stuff gets resolved.
Okay.
That's really my only beef.
All right, then.
How about you?
Well, my likes first. I like boys, and I tend to like when the main characters are boys, and they really hit it on the head with these two brothers because you get a mix of two different types of guy, you know, and I kind of liked that. I liked how the overall theme going on was were bonds, were tight, close-knit, you know, emotional bonds that people have.
Right.
Like, I mean, you know, with the homunculi, you know, the connections between the alchemists trying to recreate the person that they try to resurrect and the stories behind all of them. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. I liked the overall family closeness that you get with the Elric brothers.
Right.
Like, it felt so real. Like, people could actually feel that way about siblings.
Right.
I liked that. I like music. I liked the, I believe it was either the second or third opening by mm-hmm. Asian Kung Fu Generation. It's called Rewrite. It's on iTunes, guys. Just go listen to it.
Oh, speaking of iTunes, we're on iTunes now.
Yes, we are, guys.
Yeah.
If you have an iPod, or even if you don't, you can listen to it without an iPod, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, you sure can. You put it right there on your computer and just listen away.
But and you can listen to us talk.
Yeah,
all
but
the
you
time.
Go into the iTunes store now and go to podcasts and search for Electric Sisterhood, all one word, capital E, capital S, capital H on the letters, and we'll pop right up and you can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and get the fresh episodes delivered to your computer as soon as we put them out there, people.
Yeah, and we're going to be putting them out all the time.
Every week.
Yes, every
we're
week.
On it. I be on that kryptonite. No, I don't.
Okay.
I can't sing that song.
No, we'll get sued. Don't
yeah,
sue us.
Don't sue us. Please don't sue us. But,
so,
yeah, the music is great. I got to agree with you on that.
Yes. What else did I like? I liked the overall animation. I've come to notice that, you know, I'm kind of picky as to how I like my characters to look. Not that I can draw them for beans.
Right.
But, you know, but
no,
I'm,
that's
I'm
not
kinda
true. You can draw. I've seen some of your anime.
Yeah, but I'm not as good.
You don't have to be an animator. I mean, y'all, I'm going to get this girl to put some of her stuff up on the website because she can draw
yeah, we'll
some
see.
Awesome. Oh, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah?
Write into her, okay? Post stuff on the website and make her show her stuff off because she can draw some really cool.
That's not true.
I've seen your stuff. She's lying.
She's lying.
She's lying. I'm
no,
not lying.
She's lying.
She's lying.
Anyway, I know people who draw better than I do. Oops. But that's a totally different podcast.
I know people who look better than I do, but you don't see me saying, I look like crap. That's a different podcast.
That sounds like something I would say. But anyway.
She's
I think
hot. Don't let her lie to you. She's hot.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much those were my likes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had too many dislikes, actually. If I had any dislikes, it's because of the OVA. And I will be posting an anime review of this OVA.
Yeah.
conqueror of Shabala. Probably at some point early this week. So go check it out and post back to me. Ask me questions. I like hearing from people.
Yes, she does.
It makes me feel like I'm important.
Mm-hmm.
And I am important. So she do is. It.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't really have too many dislikes. Oh, wait, no, I did have one. Yes. I hate Tucker.
Oh, well, yeah.
Tucker and the General Brigadaire douchebag guy.
Yeah, Brigadier General Basque Grand. And
yeah,
Chow
douchebag.
Tucker. Okay.
Douchebags.
When you watch the series, I have a question that I'm going to be asking Pandalicious later, but Tucker takes the cake as far as daddies go.
Oh, he's the worst daddy ever.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
He should get the I'm the Suckiest Dad Award.
Yeah, because when you watch it, you'll be like, oh my God, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So... he's awesome. And the Brigadier General is just an asshole.
He's an ass crack.
But you need that.
He's not even the whole.
But see, you need that in a series. Because you need a character that everybody can go, oh my God, you suck. Because there's so many characters in this series that you think are really bad. And then
but
once you get
not.
Down the road, you realize that, you know what, they have their reasons for doing what they're doing.
Yeah,
and
but so he didn't have one. That's right. Why he was a dick.
And that's why he's a dick. But see, you need that character. Because otherwise, if everybody's just a shade of gray, and there's nobody who's just a pure good guy, and nobody who's just a pure bad guy, then the gray doesn't carry as much weight. But because you have assholes, and because you have people who are just so pure and honest and true, it really makes you appreciate how complicated it is to be that pure or that evil, that everybody kind of lands in the gray area. You know?
Yeah, well, he's a douchebag.
Yeah, so that's why you have to have characters like Tucker and the Brigadier General and, you know, the bad guy.
We should do a subsection about, like, who's the biggest dick this week in anime.
You know, we should really do that, but it would require that we get access to more anime than we have access to right now. Because I don't know about you, but because I'm saving up for the Xbox 360, because I can't review any Xbox 360 games until I have an Xbox 360, and nobody's given me an Xbox 360 yet. Microsoft, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So I haven't been able to put any money on my anime. So my anime shelf on my DVD rack is, like, pretty bare. I've got the Sakura Wars, however you want to say it.
Sakura.
I got that. Yeah. I've got that series of the TV series. I've got the first volume of Read or Die, and I've got the first volume of Diamond Daydreams, also known as Diamond Dust Drops. And as far as anime goes, I got Akira, which is just... I don't even have to mention that, because unless you have Akira in your collection, you're not an anime fan, and I don't really want to talk to you. But that's pretty much all I have. I don't even
I've watched it. I don't own it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have $9 right now to go get it at Walmart.
All you have to do... My Walmart was selling it for $7.50, so I don't know about your Walmart.
Dude, I have to go check that out.
But
I think I got $8.
My Walmart had it for $7.50, and I was like, in the cart.
All right. That was my only dislike was Tucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not like Tucker.
Yeah,
he was a douchebag.
Yeah, he was a major douchebag. I'll give you that.
So what was this about, a question?
I got a couple of questions for you, actually.
Okay. Well, let's do question time.
Yes, it's question time. See, this is the time where if you guys had called us, you know, on the phone or hit us up on the blog with your questions or emailed us your questions, we'd be answering them about these series right now. But since you have...
Hint.
Yeah, we'll just have to answer each other's questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the way it's going to work until...
Well, I have bomb-ass questions anyway, so that's, like,
that's
not
true.
A big deal.
I mean, your questions are the bomb. My questions don't suck.
No, so I didn't say they sucked.
I know. So here's my first question.
Okay.
Because you know there's a few love triangles going on in the series?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mustang... and Hawkeye.
Ooh, what do
will
I think?
Will they, won't they? What do you think?
Because
I think they will. Or they should.
They should. That's a definite. They definitely should. I honestly think that Mustang is a big, giant pussy. You know, like, he goes out and you see him kind of with other girls, but you know... you know, that's just, you know, flinging around. He's doing the guy thing. But there's this tension between him and Hawkeye, and if they weren't in the government together and they were just, at a bar, they probably would have had sex on the first date.
Right.
And
Yeah. Yep.
so
Hot, sticky sex. Sorry. All right.
But
All right.
yes, I think that they should, and the tension is there. We're not going to give it away if they do or they don't, if you've seen the series.
Yeah.
If you haven't, and if you have, you're probably thinking what we're thinking, but we're
Yeah.
just not going to say it.
Right.
And I can't further elaborate because I've seen more due to the OVA,
Yeah, so
but
we should probably stop right
I
around
just
there.
say they really, really should.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. They really should and
Should.
should stop teasing us.
And each other.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, they sh just
Unless
totally
they
should.
like that type of stuff.
Which,
But,
again, a different podcast.
podcast.
All right. I like your answer on that. I'm glad we're in agreement on there. My next
Yes.
question is, which is your favorite Elric brother, Ed or Al?
Okay. When I first came into the series, I was an Ed nut all the way. I'm not saying I didn't like Al. I thought Al was really sweet, and kind, but kind of one of those just friends. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to bone Al, but I would seduce Ed with every fiber of my feminine being.
Well, it's kind of hard to, bone and seduce a cartoon character, but I
Well, I'm
understand what you're
saying if
talking
they
about.
were real, if they
Yeah,
were manifested
right.
into the real, I would, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
But going into the OVA, oh, I completely switch sides. I'm like Miyaka in freaking Fushigi Yugi. One minute I'm like, oh yeah, I love so and so. Oh well, that's not gonna work. I can go to this guy.
Yeah, Fushigi Yugi, see, that's another series I haven't seen.
Oh, see, I have it.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been able to borrow it yet.
You need a VCR. Anyway.
I have a DVD VCR player.
Okay, I get it, Ninja Sista. I get
Okay,
it.
good.
Anyway,
Because I haven't
so
seen the OVA either.
oh, you haven't seen the OVAs or the OVA, because there's
I haven't seen the OVA. I haven't seen any Fushigi Yugi. I haven't seen the Fullmetal Alchemist OVA.
Okay, you
Okay.
haven't seen any OVA.
Yeah, pretty much. If it's not on Cartoon Network or Anime
You don't
Network on
see it.
demand, I haven't seen it because I don't have the dough to do it. Because, like I said, saving for the Xbox 360 fund.
Okay. So, but going into the OVA and that storyline, which I won't talk about here, but it totally made me switch my perception on which Elric. So I am a complete Al lover. I want him, oh baby, oh baby.
Ah,
What
see,
about you?
I'm the other way around. I'm an Ed.
Hey, Ed's hot. I'm not saying
I
nay,
am
but
so all over Ed. But see, what you gotta understand is I identify with Ed because he's the older brother, but he looks younger and shorter, and he's kind of hot-tempered. And
Oh
I don't know if that sounds like anybody you know.
no, that sounds like somebody I know.
Okay, so I identify with that situation because, I work for the government. Ed works for the government. Ed's younger sibling doesn't work for the government. My younger sibling doesn't work for the government.
Hey, I might
Don't
eventually.
work for the government.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Boo. All
You
right.
can you no, I'm not saying boo. I mean, you can make some decent money, but it's hard to.
It's hard out here for a government pimp.
It is hard out here for a government pimp.
Okay. I get it.
True dat. It's hard.
True dat.
So
Word.
yeah, so I'm definitely an Ed kind of gal.
All right.
I just wanna hold him, scoop him up, and play with his little metal arm.
I want to polish his foot. All right,
Okay, I'm
enough,
gonna
different
move.
podcast.
Different
Another question.
podcast. Another
Another question.
question. Okay, my last question on this is Hohenheim. Bad daddy or worst daddy ever?
Oh, well, see, we kind of already semi-answered this question. Just so everyone knows, Hohenheim is the Elric brother's dad. He's the guy who, was there but then disappeared.
Rolling Stone, baby, Rolling Stone.
He leaves them, doesn't really tell them why. And really kind of messes with them psychologically. But he's got good reason. So watch the series and then you'll know the reason. It's pretty good actually. It's one of those ones that if my daddy had to say it to me, I'd be like, all right, dad. It's like I can understand that. There's no getting around that, So I would say he's just a bad daddy, but he's not the worst daddy ever, 'cause Tucker's the worst fucking daddy ever.
Tucker is the worst daddy ever, and I was gonna say that because I'm like, when I first saw Hohenheim and what was going on, I was like, oh my God, you are the worst daddy ever. But then, some things became apparent, and yeah, he had a reason, and it's a pretty good reason, but still, you don't just be up and leaving your kid. But then I had to think, well, in relation to, Tucker, he's just a bad daddy.
He's like that dad who pays most of the child support, but on those months that you really need it, he forgot.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's like. Okay, he's like, but he also shows up on graduation day because he played a part in your being able to graduate. That's exactly what he's like.
Yes, that's the kind of yes.
Because
YES.
because that's what he shows up in the series, really, is like, after they've become these really badass alchemists on their own.
You're like, yep, that's all me.
And then
That's
he's like,
me.
eh, that's my genes right there. And you're just
Yeah,
like, oh, no, fucker.
exactly. But yeah, so he's a bad daddy, but he's
Bad
not the
daddy.
worst daddy ever.
All right, so do you have any questions for me?
Actually, kind of going back into the same love triangle thing, because there's one more prominent within the Elric brothers.
Oh, yeah. I know where you're going.
So which one do you think will end up with Rinri?
Okay, well, I guess first we should say that Winry is the automail mechanic. And what automail is it's basically like this metal armor. And so Ed actually has an automail arm and a leg that Winry made for him after he lost his arm and a leg
During
transmuting.
his taboo, naughty, naughty stuff.
When he bound Al's soul to that armor, he had to give up his arm and leg. Winry made him a new one. They're pretty kick ass.
Yes, they're shiny.
But Winry is this really sweet. She's like that character I was talking about earlier. She's that pure, good character. She tries really hard to make the right decision in every single situation that she's faced with. And so
Yes.
she's the blonde-haired, light, good place, safe place that the boys go home to. They've been friends all of their lives, and she really cares a lot about both of the Elric brothers. I think that even though Ed cares for her, I think that Al
Is in love with
is
her.
in love with her. I'm not saying that Ed couldn't be in love with her, but Al already
Is
is.
in love with her.
So just because my heart goes out to Al, I'd really like to see him with Winry, but I think Winry's pulled more toward Ed, so I'd say Ed.
The way that they like to keep it in the series is that's what you kind of get, that she's more geared towards Ed, and you kind of see a semi, tension there with Al. You can feel it. You know it's there. He never comes out and says anything, but I think there's one episode where they're like, "So what about Rinri?" And Ed's like, "I don't know what you're talking about, blah 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 blah," and then Al gets kind of silent. You kind of get the idea. To be honest, if you go by personality wise, Ed is more in a dominant masculine, being the oldest and being the, kind of having to be the mom and the dad to Al, and then Al, being a little more nurtured and reserved, a softer male, not necessarily an effeminate character, but just not, balls to the wall, impulsive, he likes to think things through. And Rinri being such a pure, like pinnacle there. I'd want to say Al, but because they're both kind of pure in that essence, I think they'd be too soft together, and you kind of need that contrast. So I'd say Ed.
Yeah.
I'd say Ed.
Yeah. I mean, 'cause you really want Al to be happy 'cause he's such a sweet kid, and you want him to find that love, but it
If he was real,
feels
he'd be my boyfriend.
well, yeah. Well,
if he was my age.
yeah. Well, and that brings up something that's really interesting because I was discussing this with one of my girlfriends, and we almost like got into an argument about it because of what Ed and Al's age was. Because at one point in the series, there are these other two brothers
That are
who's
pretending to be them.
that are pretending to be the Elric brothers because they can do alchemy in a way as well. But when you see them, the older brother is like really tall and he's kind of handsome. And you find out what his age is, and he says that he's like 26 or 27, and that he's supposed to be the same age as Ed. Because I'm like, wait, Ed's supposed to be 27 at this point in
No,
the series?
no.
And so we had a fight because I'm like, no. I'm like, they're both under 20. I'm like, they're not our age. And
Yes.
so she was like,
Yes, they're
no,
under
they're like
in
that brother in the thing. I was like, ah, we had this huge fight.
No. They are when the series actually begins, like when their journey begins, Ed is 15 and Al is 14.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So by the time we get to the fake Elric brothers, at most, even if that's over 2 years, we're still under 20 by
Yes.
50. So yeah, thank you for
Yes.
helping me with that because I was
No
like, no, I'm
problem.
like, they're he's not that he's not our age. She's
No,
like,
but
yeah,
that
he's our
the
age.
whole Full Metal Alchemist kind of transcends within a year.
Really?
Yes, because the ending, since you've seen
Yeah.
the ending,
Yeah.
the OVA takes place 3 years later.
Oh, okay. All right, so
So then
Ed's
Ed
still under,
is.
he's 18. He's still under 20.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's what
Yes.
I thought, 'cause I'm like, uh-uh, 'cause they were like little when
They were
they,
young.
yeah, they were like
Younger.
little, and then they were just
Yes.
like young, and then, they burned down the house and took off into the world, and I'm like, so
But then
what
you don't
is
see them again until they're
full
at
on?
the age of 15 and 14.
Right. So that's why I was like, well, were they supposed to be older than that? Is this taking place over a longer period of time?
No,
Okay.
I think it transcends within a year.
Yeah.
Because they never did any birthday episodes in Full
Yeah.
Metal Alchemist.
Right. No, they never did.
Nope.
So.
So
But
yes.
of course, things were kind of heavy. Celebrating a
Well,
birthday probably wasn't like high up on the list.
no, but it would have been like, "Oh, Ed, it's your birthday.
You
Oh, that's
know.
right.
You
Let's go
know.
kill stuff."
Like. When you've turned your mommy into a homunculi and she's trying to kill you, remembering that it's your birthday, probably not up there on the list for
I
her.
wouldn't expect a cake from her either.
Yeah,
Maybe laced with
you're
arsenic.
definitely not getting an Xbox 360 for your birthday from your homunculi mother. I'm gonna dog this Xbox 360 thing till either I get my money together to get one or somebody or a company sends me and you, if you like one, one. Because there are all kinds of things that I'd like to review on that format, and I just don't have the ability to do it. Because the pockets is
Yeah.
thin. Pockets is thin, y'all. But yeah, I guess what we're saying, if you haven't been able to catch it from the get-go and up until now, you really, really ought to do yourself a favor and get this series. If your pockets are thin, you can catch it on Cartoon Network. I don't know where they are right now in the run as far as if they're in the first batch or the second batch of episodes yet or where they're at. But if you got cable, you can at least see them for free. If you got cash, just go out and get the whole chunk. Give yourself a couple of weekends if you got kids and other things to do and that kind of thing to watch it because you'll be doing yourself a favor.
Yes.
Buy Full Metal Alchemist. Tell your friends that the sister said, we gotta watch this. And for
Yes.
the poster to our website, I gotta give a shout out to Nutsy, who posted today actually and asked what series that they should jump into because they are just finishing up Fooly Cooly, which we are definitely gonna be doing a Fooly Cooly episode.
Okay.
Because I love Fooly Cooly, but we can get, my husband. actually likes Fooly Cooly. Okay, so he just thinks it's so funny, which is a big thing for my husband. If you haven't seen Full Metal Alchemist, you should.
You should.
Absolutely. It's definitely a good one to jump into next. If you have seen Full Metal, and I think that Nutsy said that they hadn't been able to get their hands on Ava yet because they're waiting to borrow it from a friend, what would you suggest? If you like Full Metal Alchemist and you've seen it, and you're the Fooly Cooly type, Pandalicious, what do you think is a good anime to jump into next?
All right. Well, I mean, you've got the seriousness of
Stop playing
the
with your
Full
mic, girl.
Metal. Sorry. I had to adjust it. I'd have to say, so they're waiting for Ava.
Yeah.
They haven't seen Full Metal, but they like Fooly Cooly.
Yeah.
Fooly Cooly is extremely random, and if there is a plot, you don't tend to get it on the first time you've run through it. I would probably recommend Chrono Crusade.
Chrono Crusade, okay.
Yes, because it's got the seriousness of a the Full Metal Alchemist. You know, there's a beautiful story
Okay.
going on.
All
There's a
right.
lot of humor between the main characters because there's a love triangle going on there, and I won't fully elaborate on that because I'll probably do a review of that
And that'll
too.
be in another podcast.
Yes, and you've got a battle going on that's not like, in DBZ or any of those fighting type animes.
Okay.
So I mean, it kind of has the same kind of outline, even
Okay.
though it's a different story.
All right.
So it fills the comedy. There is a couple, I'd say maybe two or three kind of semi raunchy jokes.
Okay.
You know, and
All
Fooly
right,
Cooly
so
is nothing but raunchy
yeah.
jokes.
So you're saying that Chrono Crusade is kind of like a bastard child of Fooly Cooly
Not,
and Full Metal.
I'd say with the raunchy joke, it kind of sounds like it could have branched off from Fooly Cooly only with that joke. I think it encompasses the general, aww, that you get from Full Metal.
Okay.
Also with the, oh my God, this is like a bomb ass, like, storyline, like with the bad guys and the good guys
All
and the
right.
bad guys who are actually good guys.
I'm gonna stop you there because we're about to get into a Chrono Crusade review, I think, and that's another podcast. So you're definitely
Okay.
saying that the next one, a good
I'd say
recommendation,
check out Chrono
Chrono Crusade.
Crusade, and I probably would even check out Excel Saga if you want something really funny.
Okay, see, that's another one. Haven't seen.
Oh, see, I only have the first DVD of that, but I've seen episode 26, which is the musical version. You'll
Yeah.
love it. Anyway.
Yeah, people out there, you just need to hook the sisters up with stuff. Because we can't review it unless we've seen it. And obviously, you have seen way more than I have.
Well, you've
And
seen my collection, Ninja Sister.
no, I've heard of your collection. I haven't actually seen it.
Oh. Well, it's
Yeah.
big.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. I keep
I
hearing
keep, it's
it's
like I have
taking
to
up a
tuck it.
whole
Like, I have to
wall.
tuck it behind, like, stuff.
Yeah, because the last time I heard, it's taking up the whole wall shelving system in your
Oh,
room.
yeah. I had to go reorganize it yesterday, and yeah, it fills out my entire. And that's not even my manga. I had to buy separate bookshelves for those.
Mine doesn't even fill out my little wall on my rack. Just the little itty bitty rack. I don't even have a wall. I got a little rack. It doesn't even fill out one row on my rack. It doesn't even fill a half of it.
And I'm not even counting the anime that, I've obtained.
I don't want to talk about the stuff that you have obtained that you haven't hooked a sister up with. Not that
Okay.
we're, promoting piracy because
We're
piracy is
not.
bad. Ninjas are way better than pirates.
That's not
And,
true. I'm dating a pirate and he rocks.
oh, you're dating a play pirate.
I'm not. No. He's so a pirate.
Does he wear an eye patch?
Yes. Even though
All
he
the
can't see.
time?
No, but he's got a big scar on his face and
Only when
he's
he goes to
scraggly.
work.
No, the scar's real.
Oh. All right.
That's how he got the job.
All right, well, maybe then he is a pirate. I haven't
Okay.
met the boy, so I don't even know.
Oh, well, you will. And
All
that's
right.
a totally different
Yeah, that's a
podcast.
different podcast. We're getting off the subject here. So,
Anyway.
anyway, the sisters say get Full Metal Alchemist. If you're looking for something to transition to after it, we're saying Chrono Crusade
Or Excel Saga.
or Excel
Either
Saga.
go serious with some funny haha or
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I think it's like Showtime Beyond or something, if you have that channel on your cable, is actually running Chrono Crusade right now because
It's fucking good.
I have my TiVo hitting that up so I can watch it. I can never remember when it comes on.
I have it.
Well, I haven't gotten to borrow it.
That's
Now,
not my fault.
have I?
That's not my fault.
Oh, no. Whose fault is it? The anime fairy? I don't think so.
Well, you might want to talk to her.
Yeah, I think I am. I think I'm gonna have to like make a sacrifice to the anime fairy because my viewership is low, dog. So anyway,
Dog.
I think that this podcast is toast.
I think it's toast.
I think that right now we should handle our little advertisement stuff. And so basically, the deal is, if you got questions, we got answers. Hit us up on the website. We've made some changes. And now you can get directly to our blog by going to www.electricsisterhood.com, and
Mm-hmm,
that'll
that's us.
drop you right to our blog page. You can check out other articles that we've put up. You can post comments. We love getting your comments. We try to answer them as fast as we get them.
So the more we get them, the more fast we get to respond to you,
That's
our
right,
listeners.
because we're really here for you.
Well, we're here for us too,
Well,
but
yeah, but mostly for you.
yeah.
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 Yeah. We love you. We love you long time. No, that was wrong. But definitely hit us up
We
on
just
the.
met them.
Yes, we can't do that. We don't do that on the first date.
No.
Even though this is the second podcast.
Yeah, but you
But
still don't do it on the second date either.
no, really. We're not loose or anything like that.
I'm
I'm
not
married.
easy. I'm
I'm
not
not.
married, but
Yeah, I'm
I'm.
married.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah. Anyway, hit us up on the website. Give us your questions, comments. We'll try to answer them on the site. We will answer them in the podcast. If your question is really good and you really want us to use it in the podcast, you can hit us up on our 800 number. It's 1-888-333-8985. And if your question's really good, we'll put it in the podcast and then answer it, and people will know that you asked a bomb question.
And that you're smart.
Yeah.
That you have an IQ higher than broccoli, which is 7, by the way.
I didn't know that. See?
Yes, it's 7.
Look at the pearls of wisdom that we're dropping on you people.
So not only are we talking to you about games and anime, but we're giving you actual useless trivia.
Yeah. And who can't use useless trivia? I know
If you ever
I.
get on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, that could be your question, and you could
Yeah.
win $1 million.
Yeah, it could happen. It's sin syndication. So anyway, people, hit us up. We love hearing from you. We love that you're listening. And tell your friends about us. We're on iTunes
Tell
now.
everybody, tell your mom.
Yeah. We're on iTunes now, so there's no excuse for not being able to subscribe because it's so easy to subscribe to a podcast in iTunes. It's ridiculous. And
It's
iTunes,
like click, boom, you're done.
yes. And iTunes is available on the Mac and on the PC. So there's no excuse.
You have no excuse to
We
not
are
listen to us.
cross-platform accessible, baby.
Ooh, throwing out some big words.
I know, because, it's the end of the podcast, and
You
so
can do that.
I can do that. So again, this has been Electric Sisterhood, the podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.